using roots and leaves, and I don't suppose there's any particular name for them. I can't think of any root unless it would be. Now those plants out there are ginger plants, but I don't know whether that's what ginger's made out of. Mm-hmm. Ginger is a root.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, you can't think of anything offhand. Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call the kind of tree that you tap for silk?
Not an elm.
No.
Maple.
Okay.
Golly.
And if you had a big group of those trees, you'd call it a what?
Grove.
All right. And there's a kind of tree, you see them some around here. It's a tree with broad leaves that are shed all at one time. And it has bark that peels, and it has little knobs or balls on it. And it has very tough wood, and sometimes they say it's good for a chopping block. Do you know what tree that might be?
Around in this part?
There are some around here.
Wouldn't be a maple tree.
No, I don't think we've got any.
No, honey,
okay, we want a pronunciation on that.
Sycamore.
Okay.
I didn't know they had... I've seen sycamore tree. Yes, I guess they do have big leaves.
Okay. Can you name some other kinds of trees that are native to this area?
Naqua. Tallow. Chinaberry. Mm-hmm. Ash. Pecan. Mesquite. Ratama.
Now, what's the ratama? Which one is that?
I don't have a ratama. It has a real fine leaf and then clusters of yellow blossoms, real lacy looking.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you see a lot of ratama trees, the soil is no good.
Mm-hmm.
They either destroy the soil that they're on or they just grow in bad soil.
Mm-hmm.
But if you see a lot of ratama trees, then you know that the soil is no good.
Uh-huh.
And a nakawita.
And what's that?
Well, it's different than... I think that tree just about to touch the fence out here on this side is a nakawita.
Uh-huh.
But a nakwa has a dark green sticky leaf.
Uh-huh.
There's a difference.
Okay. What kind of tree is it said that George Washington cut down?
Cherry.
Okay. And there's a bush that grows wild, and its leaves turn red early in the fall, earlier than most. And it has little clusters of berries, and it says that they used to be used by old people for tanning leather. Do you know such a tree or bush?
Holly answers the description, but that probably isn't.
Okay, let me get a pronunciation from it, won't you?
Sumac.
Okay.
I didn't know that was a tree. Oh, you said it was a bush, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's a lot of sumac in Arizona.
All right, and then we have some kinds of bushes that will cause you to break out, or plants that will cause you to break out if you come into contact. What would that be?
Poison ivy, for one.
That's probably the main one.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the kinds of berries you might be able to get around here or elsewhere in the state?
Well, very few strawberries, but there are some strawberries, some dewberries, quite a few mulberries. I guess you could plant any kind of a berry, but we don't have too many that are just a wild berry.
Mm-hmm. What do you call those berries that they're bright red and they're you know, real bumpy little things?